Fighting is still raging in one of the Mali towns on Thursday. Airstrikes hit another town, and army troops race to protect a third town on the seventh day of the French-led military intervention to wrest back Mali's north from the Al-Qaeda-linked groups. West African troops began arriving in the Malian capital Bamako to help French and government forces fight Islamists in control of the country's north. Colonel Mo Khalida is ECOWAS's official, and he's from Niger.
We are very happy to see the first African soldiers disembarking onto the soil of Mali. A promise was made they'd be here by 18th of January, and it was kept.
Meanwhile, the Malian Foreign Minister, Tayman Koulibaly, said the current military resources on the ground were insufficient to repel Islamic rebels in the West African country. European Union members had agreed to send hundreds of military personnel to train the Malian government forces in fighting the Islamist rebels as a civil war in Mali spilled across its borders. The mission will comprise about 200 military trainers as well as some security personnel. At the same time, China has asked the Malian government to protect Chinese nationals living in the country. Chinese embassies in Mali and neighbouring Algeria have been keeping close contact with concerned personnel, enterprises and other organisations, as well as providing them with necessary consular assistance and protection.